It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. What a weekend to be alive. So if you are listening to me this morning, that means you crossed to another day. Every single day is a blessing for us. It's a gift from our Father above. He has daily blessed us with the breath of life, the gift of living. So I want you to take a second of your time to just appreciate God and tell Him how grateful you are that He has chosen you to be among the living this morning. Once again, I want to welcome you. If this is your first time of joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and I want to welcome you to the family of believers. And also, if you are still trusting God for the salvation of your soul, you are also welcome on this platform. Every single person is welcome on this platform. If you are also a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. I don't have to repeat this. Please do tell somebody to tell another person, to tell another person, and to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the word of the Lord this morning. It's a weekend and it's still another day to listen to the devotion, to listen to the mind of God for us this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to this very, very special episode, because today is the sixth day in the month of July, 2024. You are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says divine setup. Divine setup. Our aim for today will be taken from our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, Aim 28. Guide me all, Thou great Jehovah. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 24 to chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 24 to chapter 26. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 22 verse 18. Genesis chapter 22 verse 18. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Genesis chapter 22 verse 18. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 4 to 15. 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 4 to verse 15. Let's read together. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar at Gibeon. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and righteousness, and in uprightness and of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked for this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked for riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of God, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, the first time I read 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 to 15, after being born again, I thought to myself, how did Solomon think of offering God 1,000 burnt offerings? This made me carry out a background check, and I discovered a secret in 2 Samuel chapter 12, from verse 24 to 25. The Bible tells us that God loved Solomon as soon as he was born. His father named him Solomon, but God named him Jedidiah, meaning beloved of the Lord. Because God loved Solomon, he wanted an opportunity to bless him in a way that nobody would be able to query him. So he set him up. By putting in his heart to do something nobody had ever done before. That way, he also could do for Solomon what he had never done for anybody before. When I joined RCCG in 1973, when there was any need in the church, they would ask only the children of God to wait behind. In those days, children of God meant those that are truly born again and know it. One day, my wife and I waited behind, and the general superintendent said, we have an urgent need that must be met this week. Every one of you should go and close your bank account and bring whatever money you have there to the church. On Monday, my wife and I closed our savings account and took the money to church. The following Sunday, the general superintendent said again that the children of God should wait behind. We waited. He announced that the need had been met, and we all rejoiced. Then he asked the question, how many of you closed your account as I instructed? My wife and I raised our hands, and when we looked around, no other hand was raised. Immediately, I thought to myself, I hope I am not going crazy with this Christianity of mine. Then God spoke to me, "Son, you are not mad. I am allowing you to do what others have not done, so that when I take you to where I am taking you, nobody will be able to query me. The rest is history." It was a divine setup. When God places it in your heart to give Him something, He is only setting you up for greatness. If you obey, you will be rejoicing later in future. But if you disobey, you would have missed a miracle, whether you give or not. God has numerous ways to meet His need. The one who is really in need is you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please help me not to miss your divine setup for my greatness in Jesus' name. Father, please help me not to miss your divine setup for my greatness in Jesus' name. Amen." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com and click on our podcast. You can visit our past and current podcasts. Share with somebody today and be a channel of blessing to that person today. You can also listen to us live on our radio station still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and you can download our mobile app on Apple Store and Play Store today, Praise Palace Radio. Join us, and you can also listen to all our other shows. And I assure you that 1 second on our show, you will be blessed. Till we meet again, or till you hear my voice again, please do remain blessed.